1 year ago today, a United Airlines passenger was violently dragged off a plane because he refused to be bumped from the flight. An airline quality report card out today shows that airlines are improving service on things like bumping passengers. NPR's David Shaper reports on the results.
The annual airline quality rating by researchers at Wichita State and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University shows that, as a whole, the 12 largest U.S. airlines improved their performance last year in three of the four categories tracked. One of those measures is the number of passengers bumped from overbooked flights.
Involuntary denied boardings got better by a very noticeable margin, cut in half.
Wichita State professor and study co-author Dean Headley.
You look at mishandled bags per 1,000 passengers, and that got better.
And Headley says fewer passengers filed complaints. Only the airline's on-time performance was worse last year than the year before, and that only dropped off slightly. So does that mean that the passenger experience is getting better? Headley answers with a catchy phrase, airline travel is great again.
Now, you can follow that with a period, a question mark, or an exclamation point. Depends on what happened on your last flight.
Headley says three airlines that had been ranked near the bottom in performance last year, United, American, and Frontier, improved in every category. And one airline that had been ranked near the top, Virgin America, performed worse in every category. United, in particular, did a lot better in bumping fewer passengers. But Headley notes it was only after video of the bloodied passenger being dragged off the plane went viral. Now he says United is changing its policies for transporting pets. But again, only after a dog died after being placed in an overhead bin.
I kind of get disappointed when it takes an incident, a very bad incident, for the airlines to react and do something about.
Passenger advocates echo those frustrations. Kurt Ebenhock of the group Air Travel Fairness says after the dragging and other viral incidents of passengers being mistreated, an outraged Congress held hearings amid demands airlines be held accountable. But
not a single law changed, not a single regulation was passed. Nothing was done from a government perspective to prevent that from happening again.
Ebenhock says now the airlines are asking the Trump administration to further deregulate the industry.
And is trying to take away every single consumer protection just about that's been in place for an awfully long time.
Ebenhock says this airline quality report, now in its 28th year, would not even exist if the airlines were not required to report the data. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.